Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Saturday, October the 16th, 2021, entitled Yawing, written by Rod Marshall of Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, England, and based on John chapter 3, verse 8 in the English Standard Version. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. It was a sunny day, and I was finally on my own for a while. So here I was, hiding from the sun in the garden under a new parasol. You must understand that it was just to test it out to see if it was functional, because when I had found it, it was poorly wrapped in masking tape. I took the opportunity to sit down under it and to be still before God. I was reading a Christian book about being wholehearted. Of course, I was also watching the washing dry. Win-win. The book asserted that many Christians are missing out because nearly dead-to-self Christians are denying themselves what can be found only when we fully let go of self. Eventually, I came across one of my favorite verses, which was used in the book to challenge readers, from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is one of my favorite verses about God's love. Over many years, I have held it close, even when it hurts. Generally, when I am feeling holy, lost, and or desperate, I can fully assent to the exhortation to let go of the stuff of life, because frankly there is either no choice or no will left in me to resist the greatness of God's overwhelming love for us. Other times, I have the small boy voice that still lingers somewhere, waiting to get out, which wants to resist the verse, because God's will can wait for another day, perhaps when I feel more like it. The temptation is to keep holding on to my indulgences and aspirations for the little time left to me. After reading the verse, a small airplane flew overhead. In the clear sky, with no sign of clouds or wind, it was yawing. My previous knowledge of flying told me that there must be a strong crosswind at the plane's elevation, because the direction that it was heading was offset at an angle to its flight path to make correction for the influence of the prevailing wind. Even when life seems fine for us, with no external sign of opposition, unseen spiritual forces can be misleading us and blowing us off course according to the world's influences. We need to invite Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and His Word to make the necessary course corrections for our lives to be put back on track and to be headed in God's direction. Let us pray. Lord, we are fallen beings and easily led off course by the winds of temptation to seize control for an easier life. Show us the way forward. We rejoice that you have set us free in the name of Jesus. May we know your forgiveness, your peace, and your presence, which the world cannot give, to stay on course with your will. Have mercy on us, and show us the way home. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.